Well, my my opening is about how Republicans cannot wait to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, but we have to address the middy in the room. And that's one Mitt Romney. And, yeah, he's making quite the waves this morning because he made this statement. He even sent out a little statement with red underlines and everything about how he is going to follow the Constitution and precedent in considering the president's nominee, i.e. he's going to vote for a nominee on the floor. Cocaine Mitch has his votes. It's time to fill the seat, as the hashtag and the chant has gone from the Republican side, and as I provided evidence yesterday, that the Democrats, you know, are more than happy to support the idea of filling the seat. At least they were in 2016. Of course, there's a lot more hand-wringing coming from the left about a constitutional crisis and all these other kinds of nonsensical catchphrases that are being peppered out to try and intimidate potential senators they could peel off. They already peeled off two. They peeled off Murkowski and Collins, which, I mean, can they just go as independents who are center-right? Because I'm really tired of trying to call them Republicans, because they're not. But they peeled those two off very quickly. But here's the problem. Collins, I get. I get Collins because she's in Maine, and it's, you know, it's kind of weird up there, especially the northern part of Maine that doesn't even get its electricity from the U.S. It gets it from the Canadians. Look it up. And it's just a weird place. It's beautiful. I love the scenic parts of Maine, and it's absolutely a gorgeous place. But it's a little weird up there, I'm not going to lie. So her going neutral, I get it. She's getting pounded, at least in the polls, in her race. And this is an attempt to try and push herself from Trump. Murkowski, I don't get, because she should have been voted out of that seat by now. She does not seem to represent the interests of the people in that state. And she might suffer for it in the next election for this regard, which brings me to Mitt, old Mitty, old Massachusetts, Michigan Mitty, who now lives in Utah. Folks, this is just a statement of convenience. Mitt Romney likes being called a senator. Mitt Romney likes his seat in the Senate. Mitt Romney likes going on the morning talk shows as a senator in Congress. The people of Utah, the good people of Utah, would run Mitt Romney out if he decided to play any of the games that he was playing before. Okay, Utah is a solidly red state. It is a very pro-Trump state. And if Mitt Romney did the hemming and hawing, or let's call it, if he went flake, right? If he flaked out, which is double because the actual term flaking out and the Jeff Flake, if he flaked out on this, the people of Utah would run him out to somewhere else, even if he is a Mormon. That wouldn't even cover for him at that point. So this is just much like Marco Rubio. This, you know, Trump is going to win. It looks like Trump's going to win Florida. Trump's very popular in Florida. Little Marco is not very popular anywhere. So the best way to keep your seat is to side with Trump on this one. Let him grab his tail, grab the coattails, and just hang on and get reelected. So that's it. There is no principle here from Mitt Romney. There is no showcasing of any kind of intestinal fortitude. It's this. I like my seat. I like who, I like having all these privileges of being an elitist as a senator. And the easiest way for me to keep this is to just vote for it. Is just to vote for whoever Trump puts forward. It'll give me some good street cred in my red state, and it'll be something I can get reelected on. It's a no-brainer. Mitt may be stupid. He may be weak. Well, let me rephrase that. He may be weak-willed, but he's not dumb. I mean, the guy's been elected governor of Massachusetts, won the Republican primary, and became a senator in Utah. He's a lot of things, but stupid is not one of them. So, and so that's what we have. That's the big news, that Romney is the vote. The votes are in. And Trump is announcing via his Twitter feed that he is going to be announcing his Supreme Court nominee on Saturday, which will be, what, the 26th, I think? So that gives you from the 26th to the 3rd to, it is the 26th, the 26th to the 3rd to get somebody actually in to the seat. Is that possible? Yeah, that's possible. That's not outside the realm of possibility. 26th to the 26th is 30 days plus 3. Here's the thing. And Trump just retweeted this. Rush Limbaugh said on his show, skip the Senate hearings. And Trump retweeted it. And I have to say, I agree with Rush in this one. What is Justin, that they skip the hearings? Because you just said he's absolutely possible.
It's entirely possible to get the vote and nominated and all done before the election.
Yes. Thank you. Absolutely. That if you announce it on Saturday, the time frame works. And once again, as I've been saying, Mitch McConnell, his whole thing is justices. He may be weak-willed on guns and all this other stuff, but we all have our passions in life. Mitch McConnell loves him some judges. His biography will be that his legacy as the leader of the House, and when Trump gets 4 more years, is to reshape the entire judiciary. So that's going to be his thing with this. So Trump, McConnell's been ready. Lindsey Graham is probably the one right now. If you look at the polls, he's the weakest. He's the most quote unquote vulnerable, which, if Lindsey Graham from the Kavanaugh hearings reappears, if he hulks out, eats his spinach and gets ready to go, I think he's going to smash whoever he's running against, because people loved unhinged Lindsey Graham when he went nuts. So there's that as well. There's a possibility of that being a positive as far as this nomination process. Also, we have something, and I should have, this was my fault. I should have sent this to you, Justin. Let me see if I can find it. We have a member of the Supreme Court who died on Friday, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died on Friday. And so everybody's talking about the SCOTUS, as they should. This is the hot topic. It's so hot right now. It's the hot topic. And Trump, before this, which is funny, Morning Consult had a poll that when Trump released his nominees, the poll from Morning Consult said, I'm sending to you from my Twitter feed, Justin. It's a Biden clip, that Democrats didn't care about the court on Monday of last week. They didn't care. Trump released his list, and they were like, whatever. On Friday? Oh, no. Went straight into overdrive, because the sum of all fears for the Democratic Party took place. So Trump has, 6 lists of people he's going to pick. There was the original list in 2016. There's this updated list. There's now, 2 double secret probation lists running around with who's on the, is it 3? Is it 5? Is it 7? Is it 1? Is it a milk box? We don't know. He's got 15 lists right now of people he's going to pick, and people are talking about it. So you would think that the Democratic nominee, who everybody's saying, vote for Ruth and let's save the court. You think the Democratic nominee would put out a list of people that they would potentially even just think about maybe nominating? Nope. Here's Creepy Sleepy Sniffy Joe, which they called a lid on today, by the way. A lid is when he's not doing any press or anything. They already called a lid on him. They called a lid on him 2 hours ago. So They are keeping him in the basement. But this was Joe, I believe yesterday, asked about SCOTUS.
And number three, what he's doing here is trying to change the subject. He wants the discussion about who I would appoint.
Should voters know who you're going to appoint?
No, they don't, but they will. If I'm elected, they'll know in plenty of time.
I'm sorry, what? Should the American people understand who you're voting for, Joe Biden? Or who are you going to select? Nope. Is that it? Yep. Why? Because the people who are pulling the strings have not decided who to vote for yet. I mean, the guy is completely being just dragged along. Just dragged along. And it's absolutely clear the Democrats don't care about this. They probably have already said, listen, Trump's going to win this one, so we're just going to let it go, let him have this one, and we'll pack the courts when we get back in power. That's really all they care about. They're like, yeah, have your fifth conservative vote. Whenever we get in power, we're putting 30 of those suckers on the court. It's going to get to the point where we're going to have 100 justices on the Supreme Court because of court packing. It's an absolute waste. But we're seeing with the announcement by Mitt that this whole thing is going on. So Trump's got his list. Mitt Romney's on the record saying, you elect me, then I'll tell you, right? We'll pass the bill before we read it. But that's not good enough. That is not good enough for some diehard true conservatives, right? Not Trumpians, but true conservatives like Tom Woods and David French, the ivory tower GOP people, the bubble Republicans. So there was this article in National Review, a grand bargain on the Supreme Court. So this is by John McCormick of National Review. Following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a handful of writers proposed a grand bargain for the Supreme Court. A deal would look something like this. In the Senate, which Republicans control 53-47, at least four GOP senators would refuse to confirm a new Supreme Court justice. Isn't this dated? And if Joe Biden wins, they'd hold the seat open so Biden could fill it with after the inauguration in January. In exchange, Senate Democrats and Biden agree not to pack the Supreme Court if they take power. Only limousine Republicans, only those who have no connection to the real world or have been living under the rock of 1984, or this romanticized notion of how politics is going to work, right? They're the ones who, we'll just sit across the table and we'll discuss our differences and we'll come up with a compromise, with a great compromise, and we can go forth as amazing and intellectual elitists. Yeah, all right, you bring that up there, and the Democrats are going to go, yeah, sure. And as you run away, they're going to throw ninja stars in your back. That's not me doing it. You're doing it to yourself. Why is it the Republicans, and folks, this is how you got Trump, with things like this, with articles like this. This is how you get Trump. By saying, we have the authority right now. The people elected us at this point in the Republic to do this. Let's quote him again. Elections. Elections have consequences.